Happy birthday, Barbie. As the iconic doll turns 50, not everyone is celebrating.
Happy birthday, Barbie. The long-legged doll turns 50 today, and she has got quite a lot to celebrate. In the last half century, she has become a household name, making billions of dollars for the doll maker Mattel, and all without getting a grey hair on her head. But as Phil Blackmer reports, over time, the Barbie brand has been as much reviled as it has been revered.
More than just a plaything, for 50 years, Barbie has been a cultural phenomenon, a constant but evolving presence in generations of little girls' lives, an iconic international brand.
Wholesome, American, family values, sweet, soft.
But Barbie's life has also inspired controversy. First, there's that figure, long legs, tiny waist and ample shoulders. Academics and many other people have declared it an impossible ideal of the female form.
I feel that she's extremely inspirational to me as a person as well.
Sarah Burge enjoys a kind of fame as the real-life Barbie after spending more than $700,000 to have surgeons sculpt her body to something resembling the famous plastic doll.
The biggest criticism of Barbie, though, is that she promotes an unhealthy body image in women. Is that fair?
No, I don't think that's really fair at all. I mean, I think people that shout the loudest about her, to be honest, they're just a little bit jealous.
But this pretty blonde is seen by others as very dangerous. There have been calls to ban Barbie in one American state, as well as Russia, Saudi Arabia and Iran. Iranians have even tried to counter the influence of Barbie and her longtime companion Ken with their own versions. Meet Sara and Dara. This Iranian shopkeeper explained why they were created back in 2002.
Iranian kids demanded Iranian dolls, and we had to defend our culture and civilization against cultural invasion.
Tattoo Barbie was one reinvention of the doll considered by many to be a little too sexy. Her best friend Midge was pulled from the shelves when she fell pregnant. And the same critics probably wouldn't like what some people get Barbie and Ken to do for websites like YouTube. We can't show you because it's very rude. There's also a lot of online debate over Ken's sexuality, especially since Barbie officially dumped him. Through it all, Barbie has fought for credibility. Not easy when your name has become a synonym for stupidity, but that hasn't stopped her running for the US presidency 3 times. And this year, she even became the Chancellor of Germany as Merkel Barbie, inspired by Germany's real-life leader, Angela Merkel.
What does Barbie's 50th birthday mean to you?
Well, it's a momentous occasion. It's a milestone. I mean, 50 years of looking fabulous, glamorous. She's fun. She's had many career changes. She's inspirational to young children, in my opinion.
Sarah Burge isn't alone.
She goes back to, and I say this, being politically correct and all that stuff, but she goes back to girly values.
Because she's cute and she has a lot of clothes.
She just looks so trendy and up to date. She just always looks, each decade, she just looks relevant to the year.
Recent sales have been down significantly, but toymaker Mattel believes this 50-year-old's charms are recession-proof.